And we're back at the IAC Pavilion right here at Show Center, AirVenture 2012. It has turned out to be a beautiful day, a little rain last night, but it's shaping up for a wonderful air show this afternoon. The crowds are gathering. It looks like a Friday around here, Doug.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's just absolutely beautiful day, and the weather couldn't be any better. And I hope it stays like this until actual Friday.
Yeah, me too. Debbie Wynn Harvey is with us, and I know Debbie was over in studios this morning. She's getting a lot of radio work. We're going to put her, I think we're going to put her on the staff next year, as if you're not busy enough, right?
That's right.
Doug, why don't you introduce Debbie to us here?
Well, Debbie's a real special person, not only in the aerobatic community, but also just flying in general. But I'll stick to her experiences in aerobatics. She's been flying competition air shows for competition for about 20 years. Yeah, she doesn't want to give the true number, but three-time United States Unlimited Aerobatic Champion, and I've had the pleasure of watching her win all three of those. So exceptional pilot and exceptional lady. Debbie, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I thank you for asking me to be here.
Debbie, you have a laundry list of things that you do. Not to mention your normal work as a Southwest pilot, but your organizations that you function with, one of them, of course, IAC. Tell us a little bit about your other avenues that you're working on.
Presently at EIA or at AirVenture, I'm chairman for the Women Soar, You Soar mentoring program that we have on Thursday. It begins Thursday and goes through Sunday. But it's all part of just who I am and what I do as far as mentoring and encouraging young people to do what they want to do and follow their dreams in life.
Uh-huh. And you've got some things going on here. Last year we talked some gals that we have with us. Tell us a little bit about how this has been progressing through the year.
Well, we obviously, we encourage women to do aviation in general and stay in aviation. We also encourage young ladies to take part in aerobatics. All pilots should do aerobatics. It's a safety feature that helps all pilots in general, and we feel that it really should be mandated, but it's fun, and it's it really opens and makes people much more perceptually aware of what's going on when they fly. We had two young ladies that are daughters of one of our other board members, Bob Hart, and we have Kaylin Hart and Megan Hart, and they're quite accomplished young ladies. Megan, since last year, has soloed a glider. They tried to get an exception from the FAA to take their writtens early, and that unfortunately was denied. But Megan soloed a glider, and she's volunteering at KidVenture. What are you doing over there, Megan?
Well, pretty much we have three computers set up with Condor flight simulators, and we have kids come in, and they sit down, and we teach them all the basics they need to know to learn to fly. And it's really fun, and we've had so many kids, and we come in, and our list, we have them sign in, and the list is so long. And they just love it. And I feel bad when they have to leave because they look so sad.
And Megan, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Wow. Wow. This is the way to start.
What, were you 14 when you soloed the glider?
Yes, I soloed last October. It was my goal to solo before my 15th birthday, and I got it. So
great. Congratulations.
I was just stoked I got it in.
That's a good accomplishment.
Now, Kaylin, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11. And Kaylin, you've completed all your ground school. You just couldn't take your written yet, correct?
Yes, I wanted to do it so bad. But
hey, I got a little bird that told me something about a local EAA chapter meeting where you had, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Do you want to tell me about that?
Yes, so we set up a computer with my ground school, and we answered questions against an adult, and let's just say I creamed the contestant.
Well, I think that's good. That's girl power. We got to give it to the girls. And then let's see. You also, Kaylin also volunteers and really mentors others, even though she's only 11. But there was an event with the Inner City Boys and Girls of America, mm-hmm. and you did what with them?
I took the Condor Flight Simulator and taught about 43 kids to use it.
There you go. So, see, we start them young, and these girls are going to be flying upside down if I have anything to do with it.
I'm surprised they aren't already.
Well, I think they probably are. You know.
Soon. Very soon.
Glider aerobatics are in your near-term future, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So, see, you can do a lot with aviation starting at a very young age, and we really encourage all the young ladies and all of youth in general to get into aerobatics, get into aviation, and follow your dreams.
Megan, tell us a little bit more about KidVenture, where you work. Where is it, and what do kids get to do there?
KidVenture, it's over by Pioneer Airport across from the museum, and it's basically kids can go there, and I'm pretty sure there's like this passport kind of thing, and you go around and you get stamps from each station, and they teach you all things like how to read a map, traffic patterns, all kinds of stuff. And there's a lot of simulators there. It's really cool, and I definitely recommend all kids to go out there because it's a great time. And
some aerodynamic stuff, a
yes.
little bit of the building stuff.
There is a lot of building. I know you can do, like, there's a propeller you can build, and it's just really cool.
Well, you don't need a propeller on the airplane you fly,
nah.
do you?
See, that's good. We start them young. We keep them involved,
and not to beat a dead horse, and I know you talked about it this morning on the air not long ago, but remind us over here at IAC, what's happening Thursday?
Women Soar, You Soar. We get together with 80 14 to 18-year-old girls, and we have activities for 4 days to where they do workshops, and it's hands-on and mentoring. So the girls are involved with 20 very educated, accomplished women who are mentors that are from all different aspects of aviation or just interest in aviation, but they are professionals by all means in all areas that touch aviation.
Now, Debbie, I know you have a flight school in Texas, right?
Yes.
And you do a lot of aerobatic training there.
Yes, we do.
What about competing? Are you competing this year?
I am. There are some people that wish I would retire, but I haven't learned how to retire yet. It's 33 years in aerobatics, 30 years on the team, and I'm still competing at unlimited levels, so...
And what aircraft do you fly?
A Cap 232.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a fun airplane, man. The competition, it never gets old. You know, it's always a challenge, and I'm always up for a challenge.
There you go. And a beautiful airplane to do it with, too.
Yes, it is.
Well, Doug, what do you think? We should take a break here in about 5 minutes. Who else are we going to talk to in the next 35 minutes here?
Well, Jason Stevens is our past unlimited glider. Champion in competition, and it'd be fun to talk to him because glider aerobatics is a different animal. You know, when you see these air shows out here, you see bigger planes, more horsepower, you know, loud and all that, but glider aerobatic competition is quite a different animal, and you know, you only get one chance to come off the tow plane, and then you've got to make the best of it. So we'd like to talk with Jason. And of course, one of the reasons we're so interested in gliders is you can introduce people at a much younger age to aviation, and particularly aerobatics.
Remind the listeners what the rules are for gliders, the difference between gliders and power. Well, I know that you can solo glider at 14 on your 14th birthday, and you can't solo a power plane till you're 16, so there's a two-year difference. Unless, of course, it's a motor glider, and then you can solo that if you're 14.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to go back to ask the fifth grader. Kayla, what's the regulations? You have to be, how old do I have to be to solo or to get your glider pilot license?
I believe it's 16.
That's right.
16, okay.
To get the license, yep, 16.
So, and Jason is an instructor in glider, so I look forward to having him share his knowledge with us about glider aerobatics.
Excellent. Well, that means it's a good time to take a break, and we'll gather those people together. We'll be right back down here on the fly at the IAC Aerobatic Center. I'm Jay Monchi. You're listening to EAA Radio.